The obesity rate in Michigan looks pretty similar to the national rate of obesity overweight. So about, it's approaching 35% of the population. If you combine that with the population that's considered to be overweight, it's a little more than two-thirds of the population in the state.
Kevin Callison is an assistant professor of global health management and policy at Tulane University, along with Leslie Muller, an assistant professor of economics at Grand Valley State University. He presented the Health Check report during the 9th annual West Michigan Healthcare Economic Forecast.
I think if you compare the health of the west side of the state to the east side of the state, it's pretty clear that the west side of the state is far healthier than the east side of the state. I mean, health and income tend to track pretty closely together. And so, you know, if you look at poverty rates and things like that, those tend to be higher on the east side of the state, which leads to some worse health outcomes.
While 10% of Michigan residents lack health care coverage, the report found only 3% of Kent County residents are uninsured. However, Leslie Muller says about 1 in 5 people in Kent County who are covered still have a difficult time affording medical care and or prescription drugs.
It's high deductibles that I think are driving that inability to afford insurance. If you've got a large deductible, you are paying out of pocket right away. So you may say, well, I don't really need to go to the doctor because I have to pay out of pocket initially.
According to the report, the number of people in Michigan without health insurance fell more than 18% from 2011 to 9.9% in 2016. The report attributed the decrease to Medicaid expansion and the Affordable Care Act. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.